Each month we like to get some no-nonsense building advice from Ken Leasy. He joins us as always. How are we doing, Ken?
Oh, good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thanks, mate. Now, just an experience that people might not be familiar with is actually getting an inspection when they're buying a property. For what reason do they get these inspections that you do, Ken?
Okay, well, look, there's several reasons or demands behind pre-purchase property inspections. The main one, of course, is for my clients to understand what they're about to purchase. When we finish a building and a pest inspection, they'll get to know exactly what they're buying, and they can make their arrangements from there regards ordering carpets and all that sort of thing, but they'll be satisfied with what they're going to get.
So when you go, when you go in, are you looking for faults specifically, or are you just looking to assess everything?
Look, most people in my profession do a defects list, or a hit list as we call it.
Yep.
We do a true report. We report on the positive, we report on the negative, and we see that as a fair shot to my client and to the vendor that's selling. So we do a true report. We'll say what's good, we'll say what's defective, we'll say what needs to be repaired. We'll even go into a geotechnical assessment of the soil. We're not qualified, but we're able to look at that and say, we think this is grade M or whatever it is.
Yep.
So my clients know exactly what they're in for. That's the main thing.
And does that include things like the electrical wiring and the plumbing pipes, that sort of stuff?
Okay, good question. We're not qualified electricians or plumbers, but we observe and note everything we visually see. I'll make a comment on it. So if I see some bad electrical, I'll say in our report somewhere it'll say under a heading, we suggest you contact a qualified or licensed electrician to check the electrical, because we noted so-and-so. Same with plumbing. If we see loose toilet fans, we'll say, look, there's a toilet pan loose in the ensuite. Recommend you get a qualified plumber to reseat it, things like that.
It's
the same with air conditioning. If we see the air conditioning a bit old or tatty, or we turn it on, it won't come on, we'll say, we should recommend you contact an air conditioning consultant.
And Ken, obviously the end result of getting an inspection done, if there's too many things wrong, obviously people might not necessarily buy the home. But if they go ahead, are they compelled in any way to follow up on your recommendations?
No, it's purely my recommendation to them. They've asked me to recommend or to tell them the condition of the structure, whether it's residential, commercial or whatever. There's no regulation anywhere that stipulates they must get it done. Sometimes it might be a loose toilet or a kitchen sink leaking. It might be a crack in a brick wall. Most of my clients ring me back and we'll go through it, and I'll tell them what's important and what's not.
Yep.
A lot of my clients set up, if there's a lot of little maintenance issues, they'll set up a sinking fund with their banking, and every week they'll put $40 or something in it. And when they get a few dollars, I go and fix up, get my list, my report, stick it on the fridge. Every second weekend, whatever, they'll strike one off and go and do it. So you just wade your way through that.
Ken, it's true. I mean, it's a necessary part of buying a property to get the building and pest inspection. It's like you wouldn't buy a house unless you were doing that.
Well, you and I wouldn't, because I did one for you. But there's a lot of people don't. It's the cautious people that get that done, and we get a lot of repeat business. So there's something, you know, it's the right vein with a lot of people.
You must know.
It's not mandatory.
You must know most of the houses around the valley these days, anyway.
Pretty well. There's a lot of good ones.
And Ken Lee is always available when you need him. 0414 49 444 8 for some no nonsense building advice. Ken, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Andrew. See ya.